Welcome, everybody. Shea number 1359 in the writing. It's Shea number 511. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Negel Vasser and the general actions which one does whereby it requires the washing of one's hands. So another situation in which one has to wash their hands is if one actually touched their shoes. We stress the word touching their shoes. The action of removing one's shoes does not require the washing of one's hands. So therefore, the actual touching of the shoes itself is what requires the washing of the hands. Therefore, now, if a person has, for example, slip-ons, a lot of times slip-ons, and they have certain companies make actually these type of shoes where you don't have to even come in contact with the shoe. You just stick your foot in and it slips right in. It's made a certain way. It's, sometimes somebody uses a shoehorn. Just touching a shoehorn would not be a problem. And in which case they do not touch their shoes, right? Whether they're taking off the shoes or putting on the shoes, right? Or sometimes slippers, these different type of things, whereby they're not coming in any contact at all with their shoes, but they're just taking their shoes, slippers, whatever it might be, on and off. So therefore, if one removes, for example, slip-on shoes, slippers, these type of things, without touching the shoe or slipper themselves, one does not have to wash their hands. So again, it's not the action of taking off the shoe or putting on the shoe, it's the actual touching of the shoe itself. The reason behind the fact that one has to wash their hands when they touch their shoes is that in earlier times, when waste disposal was not so sophisticated, right, going back quite a number of years, it wasn't as sophisticated as it is today. Shoes often became soiled with human or animal waste. And that filth would be transferred to the hands that touch the shoes, right? So in other words, bottom line was, you know, going back years ago, back in the day and so on, there was much more dirt, if you want to call it, on the ground. And a lot of times the shoes got quite dirty. And therefore, when one actually touched the shoes, the hands became transferred to the hands and therefore made the hands very unclean. Now, nowadays, so a person will say, well, nowadays it's not a problem. Now, first of all, nowadays you still have some dirt, but nowadays, even though this reason generally does not apply, nevertheless, the original halacha of touching shoes remains in effect, and one must wash their hands after touching their shoes. Now, we'll see in upcoming Shiurim, there are certain times, certain leniencies in certain cases, but be it as it may, the general concept is regular shoes that are worn, once one touches them, one has to wash the hands for cleanliness. When touching one's shoes, washing the hands one time would be sufficient. It's not whereby you have to wash three times. One time would be okay when it comes to the halachas of touching shoes. When touching one's shoes, the hands one time is sufficient. One does not have to wash three times after touching the shoes. Now, the reason is because one has to wash their hands, we said, is because of cleanliness and not because of ruach hara. Now, as we know, we've saw in the past, items which we will see down the road, there are certain actions that are done, whereby it's a problem of ruach hara. It's a problem of ruach hara, and therefore, in general, one should preferably, definitely wash three times to get rid of the ruach hara. I'm not talking about in the morning, negel vasser, which we've spoken about, but there are various different actions which we'll see, which could be a problem of ruach hara, in which case, many will tell you that you have to wash your hands three times, alternately, right? When you do those actions, but we'll get to that. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But when we're dealing with shoes, it's pretty much straight up. The Mishabura says like that very clear. The issue is cleanliness. The issue is cleanliness. So therefore, one time to wash your hands would be sufficient, before doing anything. And I just want to stress the fact: if one does not have water, right, when it comes to tefillah davening, then you have to wash your hands. You have to use water. You have to use a kli and you have to use water. When it comes to somebody's in the middle of learning and they touch their shoes or possibly, they don't have access to water, or so it's a big tircha, whatever the case might be. So we've spoken about in the past in reference to learning or making a bracha, not actually davening. Davening, you need water in the kli, but making a bracha or davening is saying all those various different type of things, those different type of actions that one does. Afterwards, one would be able to actually wipe their hands immediately did in the Menache, wipe their hands on something like on a desk, on doesn't have to be wood, right? We spoke about it, does not have to be wood, on a desk, on a mattress, on the wall, whatever the case might be, on their own pants, on their own skirt, whatever the case is, just to clean the hands full front and full back. It can't be just the fingertips, full front and full back, and that would be fine. The Mishnah Berurah does stress it's always better to have water. If you have access to water, it always is better to use water. But if one does not, definitely you could go ahead and wipe your hands full front, full back on something, on a chair it could be also, and then go ahead and continue learning or making brachas, whatever has to be done. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.